crop rotation. Learn something of the habits of a house. At night, watch it walk. Ghosts ticking above the mantel shelf. There is no clock in that room. There is no moon. Time's a little insect that bores in wood. Haven't you ever heard of it? It foretells a death in the house whose words sound hollow as if spoken from a well. Notice how time spends the seasons. In the spring, it makes itself. The soil stirs deeply. Hardly a season passes. I well recall the excitement of candle-making, a thing which never stayed done. I'll try climbing, my dear childhood, to return to here and now, or rather here and next year. A rare lot of quinces I've got this year. They do make fine jam. I'll be making quince jam before long. But rather give me a large apple. Larger than that. No, give me the largest of all. Verily all men are as trees walking. There's no talking of plants. It's, he's no good, and he wants pruning, and you'll see what I'll do to him. The ranchman would style this watching out for trouble. He is obvious too small for this job, like a year before last pair of trousers. One of the most dangerous qualities of the house is that it does not always and at once produce a definite disease. It slowly and insidiously causes ill health and general weakness. It is a place most menfolk do not respect, and everyone knows some spot out back they are ashamed of. How much water has spilled there since you have known it? Sometimes I long impatiently to turn the wheel of the seasons forward a spoke or two, that the hour may arrive for planting clematis. It is hard to sit waiting for the season ordained for doing things when there is so much to be done. It is all plain before me, like a picture, and I contemplate the garden that is to be until it gets so real. I waken with a start to the garden that is.